You got a heartbeat?
I'd like to call to order the Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, June 8th, 2026. Mr. Schutz, can you lead us in the pledge?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I apologize for my hoarseness. I might squeak a little bit talking tonight. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Young.
Here.
Councilmember Tassin. Councilmember Schutz.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Recognitions and commendations, I don't have any. Approval of minutes for the regular meeting, May 11th, 2026. Minutes in the package. I don't think we have any changes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Mayor, I know Councilmember Kershaw had something with the language. Was that okay?
With the term defer?
Yeah, I don't know if I had even said that. I don't recall, and I didn't go back to listen to the minutes. If that was my language, perhaps
I
erred.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that's the language we've always used
in
the minutes.
Yeah, I think so, too. And Tom's going to look into something for us. But okay. You know, this, what we're going to do here is fine. I'm good with this.
Careful.
All right, do I have a motion? Mr. Schutz?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Who made that motion?
Mr. Schutz.
And second by Young.
Yeah. Committee reports. Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works Department report for May 26. We had 15.6 inches of rain and 10 rain events. No drainage issues were observed. 4 SCADA alarms at our wastewater lift stations. Infiltration filled them up quickly with that rain. 0 audit compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. We had several catch basin washouts that were repaired at Brule Oak Subdivision, Eileen Street, Ori Drive, and St. Mary Street. We cleared ditches from leaves from all the rain and debris. Leaves and debris from all the rain. New plants were planted at St. James Park signs. The town of Morganza took the Limna boat that we donated to them, so they were happy to get that. We removed the rotted tree and the servitude on Landry Street. It's Waste Pro roadside debris will be picked up the week of June the 8th. We don't have Republic anymore, except for our big container outside. And flags on LA1 will continue to fly through July the 4th weekend. So that's all I have under Public Works.
How was the smoke test?
We found 2 spots that were very light leaks, and we repaired those. They were at a house that no one's lived in and a trailer that was next door to it that they had tapped in, and we didn't find anything. So we rescheduled for them to come back. We really concentrated on Bourgeois because that's Bourgeois feeds Venzul, and it was all full, and it backs up to St. Mary. So to solve the St. Mary problem, if we can keep the Bourgeois station down, then it won't back up to St. Mary. We thought we had a bunch of infiltration here, but we think it just backed up. So we're going to work our way back toward Venzul to see what we have there. And I think they're coming in a month or so.
Okay.
And it's free. So Rural Water does it for us, and we thank them a bunch, and we'll set that up.
Yeah.
But we did fix the 2 repairs that we, I mean, the 2 holes that we had in the sewer system there. All right, next up, consider change order for street overlay project. This is on Eileen Street. We had a base failure. It took us a lot more asphalt to fill that failure up. So we had an additional $7,728.84, I think.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, any other questions on that change order for the street overlay? Any questions? All right, do I have a motion to accept that change order?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Kershaw.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. So change order is approved. Next up, consider street overlay payment application 1 for 2026 street overlay project. In your packet is the total due for the invoice is $186,956.92. That includes that change order we just approved, as well as a deduction for the 10% retainers of $20,772.99. I think the only thing we had outstanding was the striping on North Above, and that's done. So we should be good. We should be good to go. I think they did a good job on it. So I haven't seen any standing water in the new overlay. I mean, there might be a little bit, but nothing extreme. Any questions on the payout? Do I have a motion to accept the payout as discussed?
No.
Got a motion by Ms. Young.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Planning and zoning. Consider rezoning a request from C1 light commercial to R1 single family residential at 207 Jones Drive for Lyle Charles Torres and Deborah Jones Torres. Anybody here? Oh, there we go. All right, so did you get that map squared away? You come on up. Yeah, just state your name so we know.
Steve Ball, the land surveyor. I did send it to Mr. Shane, I believe, Friday. And if need be, I have it on my phone if need be.
Did he send it to us?
I didn't get it.
Okay.
I did, so I can send it real quick if.
Can you email Blaine real quick?
Sure,
maybe you can
absolutely.
Pull it up, Blaine?
Yes.
And then we'll get a copy. You know Blaine's email address?
Brabelais.
It's brabelais@brulyla.com. So just for people here that don't know, there is rezoning. You got the map on there, Blaine, at all, or not? You can pull a new one up. So they're rezoning the front part of a lot from commercial to residential to build a house. And the question at the committee meeting was which way the water's going to drain, and we wanted to put some arrows on the map showing the drainage and where it was going to go.
Yeah, there's also some commitment as well to make sure they were going to bring some ditch to grade, right? Wasn't they going to dig something out?
She said they were going to dig the front ditch, I think. Yeah. Which, I say front ditch, it runs along that road.
I believe and the side ditches. I think they were going to clean up some of those up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that captured anywhere? Are we going to have that as far?
So I did that as best as I could with the LIDAR data, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And I don't think there's homes. There's one home way in the front, but there's no homes really close to it. So it's not like they're going to dump a home on additional home. I mean, water on additional property anywhere. Of course, they will have a slab if they build a house. But
and it's the lot is less than an acre, so they don't have to have any proof of.
Let me ask, where this 1 foot strip retained by Clarence Elliott. Where is that?
That is prescribed.
Yeah. But where is it? On what part of the map? West side?
It's on the access from St. Mary.
Yeah, when you first turn off of St. Mary, it was right along right there.
It was a
spite strip that was retained decades ago.
Yes.
And it has been used continually for access ever since. And so you've got there's been a servitude of access that's been acquired by Liberty Prescription. So I talked to the surveyor about this and to Shane about this several months ago.
Yeah, we talked about it. Researched first brought them out. And
so, yeah, it's.
Did it go through, Mike?
Yeah, it's
in that box right now. Yeah. Might be a large file. So there's nothing there to prevent access.
Okay.
I guess the weird part of it, on the south side, one of the tracks, they sold a piece of that 1 foot strip, but when it came time to that piece on the northern side, they just completely forgot to sell it off.
Hmm.
So that 1 foot strip was sold off into two separate tracks.
Yeah, it's.
All right, sure. Okay.
Nobody will ever try to buy it. So.
I thought Debbie was going to come tonight.
She was done. That's Buddy.
Yes, Mr. Clarence's.
No, that's his daddy.
Yeah, okay. That was retained by the daddy.
Okay.
So it's.
Okay. Gotcha. How about technology?
Only technology.
Everybody that had the spider is in the grave now. So
you got the pointer? So the first part is where the word shed is, right?
That's right.
And the arrows are pointing where the water is going to drain?
That's correct.
All right. So along the street, it's going to go toward the street. And then
that's right. At some point, I guess where that existing trailer was.
Steve, can you come show us?
Yeah, you want the
Mayor, can you let him take it, please?
Use your surveying skills.
So right here is the highest part. That's where the existing trailer was. So after that, it splits off. The eastern part here is all going to go towards this road. Everything after that is going to start making its way to the back. Somewhere right up in here, the water splits off. Everything goes, east and then west, and then it all drains towards the back here. Everything right in here drains into the property.
Actually, that's north and south.
Yeah.
East and west,
yes.
Side to side. Yeah.
So everything from, I believe, here is making its way into the neighbor's yard. Everything from there, everything here, is draining into, towards the property line, and then makes its way into the ditch. And then the ditch goes.
So where were you looking at making improvements on the two?
I believe they said they were going to make improvements here.
I think there's a ditch that runs along St. Mary.
There's one here.
It's not much of a ditch, but
there's some culverts. And so there is. I know there's one here. I know there's a culvert that comes right. I think right up in here. But everything makes its way into here. There is a small little ditch right in here with a culvert, I believe, here. That where everything, I guess, between here and the neighbor all makes its way into there. And I think it's dying on me.
Okay. Let's print that so we can put it with the map thing. All right, any other questions on that?
We just want to make sure we're not going to create issues once we have a slab there. Because
I do know that property, it's one of the property is pretty built up in the back, and it's all dumping onto my clients. So doesn't look like even if you built it up, everything would flow as normal, unless it just absolutely got built up.
And it brought in
5 feet of dirt then.
All right. So any other questions on that?
This is actually ordinance number one. That was left off the agenda, and I didn't catch that ahead of time. I was out of town.
So we need to revisit this on the ordinance?
Amend the agenda just to state that it's a rezoning request, but it's also ordinance number one.
Okay.
Of 2026.
Right.
And so there'll need to be a roll call vote on this.
All right. So do we have a motion to amend the agenda to consider this as ordinance number one?
Move.
A motion by Mr. Shute, second by Ms. Young. We need a roll call vote to amend the agenda, right, Tom?
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
So who made the motion?
Schutz did, not
second.
All right, so we got amended agenda. So now do we have a motion to accept ordinance number one for the rezoning request from C1 to R1, 207 Jones Drive for Lyle Torres and Deborah Torres.
I make a motion.
All right, got a motion by Mr. Kershaw.
Second.
And a second by Mr. Schutz. We'll open up a public hearing. Anybody have anything for a public hearing? No? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Council, have any comments, suggestions, questions? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Sheets?
Yes.
All right, we'll move to Finance Committee, and we have budget.
Steve.
Yeah, thank you. We have budget to actual for May and the in your packet. It is at the end of the year, so those numbers are there for you. Questions on that? We'll take some questions, I'm sure, in the budget ordinances. Personnel committee, we got to skip that, right, Chief?
Yep.
So we'll discuss with Chief maybe for next meeting.
Thank you.
Recreation committee, we don't have anything. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental affairs committee, there's a letter of no objection in your package for the Brule High School alumni tournament to sell alcohol. Rusty pointed out to us that the letter we got from the parish was dated wrong. It should be July 10th, 26, and July 11th, 26, not 25. I'll have them reprint that and send it to us, but the parish is okay with them selling alcohol. It's only going to be beer and high noons, and they just want us to sign off.
So it's Wednesday and Thursday? They're doing it midweek?
No, they missed the date.
The whole date's wrong?
Wait a minute, hold on. No, that's Friday and Saturday.
Yes, it's a Friday.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Friday night and
Saturday.
Sorry,
I'm thinking June.
I know it's a Friday, Saturday. I'm not sure
of
the date.
It's Friday and Saturday. That's good.
They got it right at the top where it says 26 and 26, but they didn't put it right in the body of the letter.
Yeah,
so
that's correct.
We'll change that. But it's just giving me the authority to sign this letter of no objection to sell alcohol for those 2 days. They do it every year. And
they got it to us.
We reached out early.
Time.
Yeah,
we reached out.
I reached out.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, do I have a motion to allow me to sign this letter of no objection for the BHS alumni softball tournament at Alexander Park?
I move.
All right. A motion by Mr. Kershaw.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I will get that letter corrected and sign that and send it to the parish. Consideration of vetoed ordinances? I don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances. First, ordinance number 2 of 26, the town budget adjustments. They are in your packet. We got sales tax money today. Last year, this month, we got $140,000, give or take a little bit, right, Plain? This month. This year we got 175, so it's more than last year, but it's still below what we budgeted. So Patricia made whatever corrections we need on those adjustments. So the full budget adjustment for income is a negative 301,100. That's the adjustment that we want to make for our income. The total expense adjustment is 40,800. And the total budget adjustment is $260,300. That's the net. In your budget adjustment, as we discussed at our committee meeting, are the line items that we are making those adjustments to. And as I said in the committee meeting, we the big ones are sales tax, traffic fines. We didn't spend some money in streets and drainage. That's going to roll over to this next budget year, and our supplies expense was down. It was down a little bit. So those are the big numbers that really make the difference in the budget adjustment.
So did any of these adjustment numbers change from last Monday night?
I don't think they did.
If you got just a second, because we had gone over them pretty good. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I should have brought my notes.
Oh, number one.
I can tell you, we did make, so we did change some numbers. So last income, we went from 314,100, which was our adjustment last week. The number is 301,100.
You got more money than I thought you were going to get.
That's correct. And then, I can find out which ones changed real
right,
quick.
Yes, that.
And then a total expense budget adjustment went from 24,800 to 40,800.
What was that number again, Mayor? I'm sorry, on the income?
314,100 is the number we had last week. We added 13,000 in insurance licenses. That's the difference there. That was not on last week's numbers.
Okay, so the 13,000 is a new item.
That's correct.
Okay. And then in the expenses, you were at
24,800. And we're at 40,800.
So you changed $16,000.
Yes, I can tell you just looking at it real quickly. 2,500 in group health. Remember, we were waiting on that refund or whatever.
Right.
That's probably changed. Let me see.
Publishing legal and associated fees.
Yep. That 3,000 is on there. 3,593. Okay, here we go. Retirement expense. Let me see if that changed.
Then you had police communications, which you didn't have on there last week.
Yep.
$5,000. $10,040.
We added $1,500 for low cost on the book project. That we didn't spend that money there. $6,000, $9,500, $8,000, and streetlights. Streetlights we changed instead of 21,500, which was we had last time. 17,500.
Yeah.
So I didn't total that up, but those are the changes from the previous meeting. Remember, we said there were going to be some changes. We just didn't know exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I should have brought my paper. I'm sorry.
All right, any other questions on that? All right. Do I have a motion to accept, to pass the ordinance number 2, 2026 town budget adjustments for 25-26 fiscal year?
Move.
Got a motion by Mr. Schutz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Kershaw.
And Blaine, this gets you in your 5%, right?
Yeah, that's why we've been massaging these numbers.
Yep. And we'll open up a public hearing to discuss budget adjustments. Anything? Anybody? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Any comments from the council? All right, so we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
All right, next up is ordinance number 3 of 2026, sewer budget adjustments for fiscal year 25-26. We discussed this at the committee meeting. Mr. Kershaw had a question about depreciation expense. No, that's on the regular budget. I don't know if this one changed at all.
It did not change at all.
This one's the same?
Yep.
So the $94,862.53, that's correct. So we had no changes on this one. The total budget adjustment is a negative $94,862.53. You have any questions on the sewer budget adjustments?
I'm going to ask the same question again. So this gets us within our 5%?
Yeah.
All right.
I move.
Got a motion by Mr. Kershaw for ordinance number 3 for the 2026 sewer budget adjustments for 25-26 fiscal year. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. We'll open up a public hearing. Anybody have any questions for the public hearing? No? We'll close the public hearing. Any other questions from the council? Blaine, roll call vote.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right. Next up is ordinance number 4 of 2026, town budget for 26-27 fiscal year. This is our budget for next year that will start on July 1. Let me get just a quick overrun of the numbers just for record. Total income is showing $3,082,585. Total expenses are showing $3,584,595 for a difference of $502,010. And that's not to the good. That's more expenses than income, and we discussed that at the meeting last time. We will tighten our belt and see what we can do, and we'll make that balance before next year. That's my goal. So, with that, I'll open it up to the council. If you have any questions, any changes you guys feel like we need to make to get closer in balance, we can do that. If not, we'll just discuss whatever line item you'd like to discuss.
So mine's not a specific line item. It's just more of a comment, Mayor. And I've been giving a lot of thought to what Councilmember Kershaw had said about our balance that we're bringing forward, our surplus. And, you know, it kind of hit home for me. You're looking at 7 years, right, if we don't do anything. And certainly that's not sustainable. So I do concur that we'll definitely have to start scrutinizing expenses more, whether it's in equipment, technology, recreation. But something's going to have to give, because the income has been so variable. It's not a constant, right? So definitely going to have to be some changes as we start to look forward to the budget this coming fiscal year, for sure. So it's just my comment.
All right. Anybody else?
I want to address the fact that we are adopting a $502,000 deficit budget. Of course, I think we all should know that it's illegal to adopt a deficit budget. But if you have beginning fund balance greater than your budget, that your deficit budget that you're adopting, you can adopt more expenses than income. But it gets back to the same point that you're making. We cannot continue down this same path for very long. So I do want to address the fact that we're adopting a almost a $500,000 negative budget, but we do have the fund balance to absorb that. So nowhere, shape, or form do I think what we're doing is not correct. But I do think we need to really put our watch list these expenses and do a good job of monitoring during the year.
Yep, we had some wishes, and when the first budget we put together, we were way out of line based on them. So we tightened up what we thought was what we could do without. There's some things on here we can do. I mean, if the council decides that we maybe need to take a step back on something like a road overlay or you know, the 125-year planning or whatever it might be, if we need to get in line, we can. I think next year our revenue is going to help us out a little bit, I hope. Sales tax revenue. So hopefully we'll get that sales tax revenue back where it was 2 years ago. And if that's the case, that'll help balance us out. But it's our duty and my duty to make sure we get the expenses in line, sales tax or not. So I'll take care of that for sure.
And I just think that we're trying to be good stewards of the town's money, and I think we're doing that. But I don't think we have to do a knee-jerk reaction and cut the budget to the bone. But let's just be frugal and be cognizant of the things that we do need to watch.
Yep.
So with that, I make a motion we accept ordinance number four for the town budget.
Town general fund budget.
General fund budget for 2026-2027.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Kershaw.
Second.
And I got a second by Ms. Young. We'll open up the public hearing. Yes, sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong, some of the expenses were incurred like projects that the state or the federal government matched, like the sewer project. Those were one-time incurred expenses.
That was in the sewer budget, though. This is the general fund. We have to separate those two. But to answer your question, yes, we did get water sector money, and our match money came from ARPA. So that would not be in this budget. That's all in our sewer budget. Yep.
But to your point, one-time expenses can shift a budget from 1 year to the next if a project doesn't get finished.
Yeah, but that's, if there was any projects in there that were like one-time incurred expenses that...
Yeah. Not in the general budget.
In
the sewer budget, we had some stuff. You'll see the big numbers in the sewer budget, and that's from that project.
A good question.
Yep. Anybody else? All right, I'll close the public hearing. So we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, you have my word. We'll make sure next year at this time we'll be on the good side of things. Ordinance number 5 of 2026, sewer budget 26-27 fiscal year. In your packet we have the sewer budget. One thing I know for sure that changed, Mr. Kershaw brought up a good point, since we've spent all that money on our on our sewer project, that depreciation expense should be increased. So I called our auditor and told her, she said, oh, well, we finished it. And I said, yes, it's substantial completion. So if you looked at numbers 204,742 on the depreciation expense, I want to say last, where's my sewer fund adjustment?
You only had a $88,057.
Yeah, so that number went up substantially. She said to take our number we spent, divide it by 40 years. So we're going to appreciate that over 40 years. And she said to make sure we mention that it's a non-cash item.
Right.
All you CPA people know what that means, right, Fish? So
I don't know about all of them.
So that's the number that changed under the for the audit. For the budget. So the total income is $337,920, and the total expenses are $519,145. There again, $204,000 of that $519,000 for depreciation expense, which is a non-cash item. So if you look at the bottom, you'll see the income minus the expenses without depreciation, and we are not in negative on that surplus, on that on this budget, minus the depreciation expense.
Didn't we talk some more about the ARPA money being transferred over as the revenue for the budget, but we could not do that?
Correct. The auditor suggested we not show that on our budget. And then when we transfer it from that account to the budget,
we'll account for it then.
We'll account for it in the budget adjustment. Remember, the budget adjustments we just passed, they had, I think it was $700,000 in income and $700,000 in expenses, and that's all that money was. But so we'll make that final $200,000 that we owe them. Whenever we pay that, we'll take it in as income and show it as expense. So balance off.
It'll be a wash.
Yeah.
When you do the adjustment.
Yes.
All right. Any questions on the sewer budget? All right, we have a motion to accept ordinance number 520 of 2026 for sewer budget 26-27 fiscal year. A motion by Mr. Schutz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. We'll open up a public hearing. Any comments on the sewer budget for next year? All right, no comments. I'll close the public hearing. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Thank you. And there again, the numbers coming out of our sewer polish and reactor are fantastic for DEQ purposes. So I think that was a great move. Thank you guys for supporting that project we had back there. Next up, introduction of ordinances. Anybody have anything? No? Resolutions? None? Police department report? Anybody? Zero out of three? Oh, we got one out of three. Here we go.
Short straw.
Is that too close?
All right. May 2026, we had 21 agency assists, 4 alarms, 3 assaults, 1 civil incident, 1 civil problem, 7 controlled dangerous substances, 2 damage to property, 1 death, 5 disturbances, 3 drunkenness, 1 escape, 1 extortion, 1 family disturbance, 1 fire call, 2 juvenile problems, 13 medical calls, 1 shots fired call, 1 stolen recovered vehicle, 2 missing persons, 3 no insurance tows, 5 obstructing the police, 2 ordinance violations, 1 privacy violation, 1 property crime, 1 public service, 4 suspicious activity, 1 theft, 7 traffic accidents, 7 traffic problems, 1 unlocked, 3 warrants, 2 weapons offenses, and 4 welfare checks for a total of 114 calls for service.
What is pulled in error?
if they pull a file number that they didn't mean to, and basically they input all the data from a certain call that they can't reuse the file number.
Does that include outside of the town of Broomfield assist?
The agency assist, yes.
So it's just the 21 agencies. So everything else happened in the town?
Correct.
Wow.
I didn't think we had that much going on, but...
Yeah. Today, 158 citations issued with a total of 215 violations. Flock license plate readers had 11 NCIC warrant hits, 3 NCIC stolen vehicle hits, 31 NCIC violent person alerts, 45 sex offender alerts, 3 stolen vehicles, and 13 persons of interest, which were for Brule PD investigations that are active. A total of 106 alerts for the month. On May 12th, 2026, 19:14 hours, officers received a notification via Flock in reference to a stolen vehicle northbound on the River Road in Brule. Officers called out the vehicle description and license plate number over the radio to nearby units, and a West Baton Rouge deputy was able to get eyes on the vehicle near Walmart to conduct a traffic stop. Brule officers were able to respond to the deputy's location for officer safety, and contact was made with the vehicle's owner in Texas. He confirmed that the vehicle was stolen and it was recovered. We had one drone deployment on the 19th. Port Allen Police Department responded to Georgia Avenue in reference to shots fired by a weapon after a domestic disturbance. Port Allen Police arrived on scene and detained the suspect, who later fled the scene wearing handcuffs. Port Allen PD requested drone assistance from Brule PD and West Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. Officers and drone operators arrived in the area and located the suspect several blocks away behind a residence near Highway 1. After another short foot pursuit, he was taken into custody and booked by Port Allen PD. Unfortunately, we had a record high number of arrests last month. One, possession with intent to distribute narcotics. Two, firearms in the presence of controlled dangerous substances. Two, possession of drug paraphernalia. One, possession of Schedule 4 narcotics. One, possession of Schedule 1 narcotics. One, possession of Schedule 2 narcotics. Six, resisting an officer. Three, disturbing the peace by public intoxication. One, reckless operation of a motor vehicle. One, criminal damage to property. Two misdemeanor warrants. One felony warrant. One aggravated assault. One ungovernable runaway juvenile. One simple escape, one battery on an officer, one operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and one open container, for a total of 28 arrests.
Any questions?
Was the officer injured in the battery?
No.
Good. Thank you, sir. Mayor's report. Just one thing. The final swale ditch on our Venzil project, we finally got to where we could get there to get it done. So we're working on that. They'll finish it up tomorrow. So that'll complete out the drainage study that Toby did for that Venzil section. We've had good success with what we did now, but that was a final piece. We're waiting on a few things. So we got that done. So that'll be completed today or tomorrow. And that's about it on Mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Announcements: the town hall will be closed for Independence Day, Friday, July 3rd, 2026. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Kershaw, second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments? All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.